Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. James O'Keefe joins the program and Alina Haba. We talk Lawfare, NIH, and the Ascendant Alternative Media. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And as always, you guys can get involved at Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Come to AmFest, the biggest speakers of the movement, Tucker, Ben Carson, Tim Pool, and more, amfest.com. That's amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Joining us now is great American patriot James O'Keefe. James, welcome to the program. James, tell us about your latest story here.
Hey, Charlie, thanks for having me. This is an official inside NIH, National Institute of Health. Roger Cholin, chief of the Health Data Standards Branch at the U.S. National Library of Medicine. And he's confirming everything we knew about the vaccine, its effectiveness. He says these vaccines don't stop you from getting COVID. He says there's some evidence that they may have been funded in Wuhan, a lab in China. He's saying all the things that people said were conspiracies. He's on tape. We released it yesterday. Lot to go through here, but one of these undercover investigations exposing people inside the government saying what we all know to be true, not brave enough to say it publicly.
So tell us some of the backstory here. It's Roger Cholin, chief of health data standards. Is that correct?
Yeah, Roger Cholin, chief of health data standards branch at the U.S. National Library of Medicine at the NIH. And as we all know, Bobby Kennedy is coming in to be the head of HHS. This is a division of HHS, and this guy is a supervisor. He's a young guy, but he supervises 40 people. And he says that Pfizer and Moderna were just getting a bunch of money from this. They were expediting approvals. He also says in this videotape, Charlie, that there's going to be no accountability. He's almost bragging that nothing is going to happen to him or the people within this branch of the government because they, quote, fly under the radar, which I find interesting. That's really, we're in the season of accountability, and a lot of people want accountability. So he's saying all these things that were considered conspiracy theories a few years ago. He's confirming the vaccine isn't effective. He didn't get it. And he's taken down his LinkedIn page. They always take down their LinkedIn pages. I'm confused why he did that. He should be proud and stand behind his words.
Okay, let's go one by one here. This is Roger Cholin, chief of health data standards, saying that NAID might have funded the Wuhan lab to make COVID. Play cut 30.
What do you think about the NIH now that you were working there?
Probably shouldn't be like saying this out loud.
They might have funded a lab in Wuhan, China, to like make COVID. And Pfizer and Moderna are just getting a bunch of money from it, from all these vaccine mandates.
James, explain more on this clip.
Well, he's saying that it increases your risk of heart conditions, including myocarditis, in the tape. He says, I'm close enough to 30 where I don't want to have a heart attack. And he says, I quote, I probably shouldn't be saying this out loud. And I interviewed Dr. Robert Malone about this. And a few years ago, you would be considered a conspiracy theorist for saying all these things. Now it's mainstream, including within people in National Institute of Health, including at the chief of the health data standards branch. So it's just bridging the divide between what people say privately and what they say publicly. And these are people in the government that are in control of making medical decisions. And I'm sure you'll go on to the next clip, but let's take a look at the next one.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next one here. Very important. I want to go one by one. Let's go cut 31. I think we're all going to find out when it's too late. Play cut 31.
For other vaccines, like measles or whatever, you have to go through several rounds of approval. But these were accelerated through the approval.
Do you think that the mRNA is safe? It's really effective with the myocarditis stuff.
I think we're all going to learn when it's too late.
What does he mean? Learn what when it's too late, James?
We're all going to learn about the doubts about the vaccine's effectiveness. We're going to learn about the supposed myocarditis effects, quote, when it's too late. They had to rush all this stuff through. And again, you were considered a conspiracy theorist. You were banned from social media platforms, myself included, banned from Twitter at the time for saying what the guy inside the National Institute of Health is now saying. And none of this is surprising to any of your audience, but it is confirming, as you know, at O'Keefe Media, we confirm suspicions of Project Veritas. We confirm suspicions. YouTube took down our big story on Pfizer almost 2 years ago for saying almost the same thing. Don't say this out loud. Don't get me on tape saying this. But we're going to learn about this stuff when it's too late. Maybe you go to the next clip now.
Yeah, I mean, is there any chance that he actually kind of agreed with us, or was he kind of a duplicitous actor? Tell before we proceed, James.
Yeah. I think that's a really interesting question. As I was producing this story, I could not tell whether he was evil or weak or good or just a buffoon. Let's say he's just a buffoon. Well, then why does the federal government hire buffoons to be their chief of health data standards? It's like, whatever it is, it's bad. I think the question is whether he's a villain. I think the Pfizer official that we caught 2 years ago is extremely villainous. I don't see that this guy that way. I think he's kind of a common sense dude who's a young guy in over his head in the government. He knows a lot about health, not a lot about the government and about management. And he basically says what anyone on the street would say, which is that this is all about money, making money from Moderna, and it's being rushed through the approvals. It was wrong to do that, and we're going to learn about the effects when it's too late.
Okay, let's proceed here. Let's go to cut 32. This is important. The 6 feet rule was just made up. Cut 32.
Like the 6 foot rule. Remember that? Like, that wasn't like based on any real evidence that did anything. It was completely made up.
Completely made up. Is that right?
Well, that's what the quote, the chief of the health data standards branch inside the National Institute of Health now says. That's not a Charlie Kirk quote. That's not a Bobby Kennedy quote. That's not a Trump quote. That's a National Institute of Health quote that we made it all up. What a shocking admission. I think the question your audience is going to be saying here is, what is going to happen to these people? Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that, but I can tell you that this is the truth. This is the reality, and it's not shocking, but it's confirming.
Let's continue on the cut sheet here. Next is cut 33, saying it will be worse for NIH if Trump is elected, better for them if a Democrat is in office. Play cut 33.
Well, what do you think? Like,
I think it would be worse for the NIH. I think it would be better for a Democrat to be in office. We sometimes fly under the radar of like the really street guys.
What does he mean by that, James?
Yeah, I think it means that they know they won't be held accountable, that they don't expect any. And this is now we're really getting to the heart of the issue. And this is more of, Charlie, what kind of, I think you're more of a specialist in this sort of thing than even I am, because I just believe in bringing the information to the people, letting the government do what they will, letting the people take advocacy and measures to change things. But he's basically saying in so many words, nothing's going to happen to me. Nothing's going to happen to us. We're in this sort of more obscure division of HHS. We don't expect any accountability. He's sort of gallivanting around here, even though unbeknownst to him, he's being recorded. But he's saying, he's bragging, that we're not going to be scrutinized and nothing is going to happen to us. So I've reached out to a few officials for comment. They have not responded to me, and I think now it's up to the American people and to Donald Trump and to the people that he delegates this to make sure that perhaps something does happen to these people for doing these heinous things.
And now the kicker, the most important piece of tape, cut 34. He admits and he has not and will not get the latest COVID shots because it increases risk of heart conditions. Now, he might actually be sympathetic with our view on this, James. The question I really wonder, though, how many people within our government believe this? We were censored and kicked off social media platforms. Is this the best kept secret within NIH right now? Play cut 34.
Well, I don't, so I'm not, probably shouldn't be like saying this out loud. I haven't gotten the latest COVID shots and I'm not going to. There's mixed evidence about if it really does anything. For people that are like 30 or under, it really increases your risk for like heart conditions. The data does show that. I don't even know if these vaccines stop you from getting COVID. They don't.
Really?
I don't think so. Like, it's supposed to make you less sick if you get it. I don't know if it really prevents the transmission of it.
I mean, I don't think he's a buffoon. I think he actually is onto something.
Well, I think he knows a lot about health. I think he's, I think the fact that you have leaders in the government that believe these things, and he says the data proves it, he makes sure to add that, but they're not willing to say it under oath. They're not willing to say it on CNN. It is kind of evil, isn't it? And he is onto something. So, I mean, I think the fact that he also says, I'm not supposed to be saying this out loud. I would ask him, why not? Why don't you want to say this out loud? So he's certainly a weak, cowardly man, if he's not evil, to not stand for the truth. But the truth always comes out, doesn't it, Charlie? Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and they scatter like cockroaches. He's taken down his LinkedIn page. I'm going to try to track him down in person. But the question I have is, what is going to happen to the people in the NIH here? What is Kennedy going to do? What is Trump going to do to reform the system?
James, in closing here, more broadly, President Donald Trump's victory was a win for transparency, truth, and freedom of speech. This is something where they've tried to destroy your life. I know you're not a political guy. Obviously, you have, you know, private views. Everybody does. But can you speak to the triumph of our alternative media, James, and what Donald Trump's victory means for those of us that are not necessarily platformed on CBS, ABC, or NBC?
Well, I mean, it was a very emotional week for me, not in the way that it was for others, in the sense that Trump and I are part of a unique club where we've both been raided by the FBI. We've both been sued dozens of times, and we've both been arrested. And you have this lawfare and this the use of law as a means to control your politics, which is completely unjust. It invokes trauma in its victims. It certainly has done that for me, and it probably has done that for Trump, I believe, although he has probably thicker skin than I do, I think. But for me, it was the result was a pushback against the need to use the tyranny of the law and false prosecution to hurt people who are trying to hold institutions accountable. So for me, that was a different type of win. It was a win based upon that core value. That's what affected me, was that the people, the majority of the American people, even though they had all the king's horses and all the king's men and all the disinformation that they could muster, could not change the spirit, the ethos of the American people to take a stand.
What happens when the power's out, your phone says no service, and the grid is down? Do you have a backup plan? If you don't have a satellite phone from sat123.com, you're risking more than just missed calls. A satellite phone from sat123.com keeps you connected no matter what. You could be miles from civilization or in the middle of a natural disaster. This phone works when everything else fails. It's your lifeline when the world goes dark, and let's be real, these days anything can happen. But with sat123.com, you're prepared. Sat123 is committed to American values. They believe in reliability and quality that you can trust when it matters most. Don't wait until it's too late. Head on over to sat123.com. That is sat123.com. Use promo code Charlie for $25 off. Protect yourself, protect your family, and stay connected with sat123.com.
James, please continue on that very important topic.
Well, I was saying that, the election result, was a testament to pushing back. Like, Trump was like Horatius at the bridge. It was a pushback against this lawfare, using the law as a political weapon to achieve political ends. And I saw him at Mar-a-Lago back in the spring, and he gave me a hug. He's like, James, I love you. Give me a hug. And I think it was just the fact that we were both part of this club of men who've been raided by the feds, arrested, and sued. I've been sued, and he's been sued, I mean, dozens of times, targeted, falsely accused. And it becomes quite emotional, because there's something deep that there's a pushback against amongst the Vulgate. My company was called Project Veritas. Bring Veritas to the Vulgate, truth to the people. And people rejected all this propaganda and tyranny. Perhaps Americans are built differently than other civilizations throughout history. So that's what it meant to me. And another thing I'll say is, in the beginning of a charge, the patriot is a brave but scarce man. But when his cause succeeds, the timid then join him. And now, Charlie, and you were at the front lines, and you've been doing this for over a decade. There's just an awakening, and people are now willing, and there's a floodgate opening, and people are going to be willing to say and do things that very few were willing to do before.
James, what does this mean for, and I love that, the alternative media ecosystem? Do you believe that the mainstream media networks are decreasing and dying in front of us?
I think they're dead. I think Hollywood's done because people are not willing to buy what they're selling, and they know that. There's still a lot of no men in Hollywood, but Bezos not endorsing Kamala was a big tell. It showed the market correction that's taking place in the media economy and the culture. I mean, I'm a filmmaker, and I made a film called Line in the Sand. I'm going to be making more films. I think they're going to look to people like me, people like you. I think you're holding the event of the year, as far as I'm concerned, in a month. And I think that there's going to be a place for people who are considered conservative in culture now. That's what I think is the biggest thing to happen. I think politics downstream from culture. So there's a market correction. And that's going to become a phenomenon in the next 2 years.
And I want to just say one last thing, James. Your courage has been amazing. I think you and Donald Trump are two of the most courageous people out there right now. Two of the most courageous people. And you've been through so much. You have amazing fortitude. And the bad guys didn't win. The censors, well, the smear artists. Please, James.
The enemy is, I've said this to you, the enemy is often within. The enemy can sometimes be, that's our struggle now. That's your struggle. The enemy is out there, the government, et cetera. But sometimes it can be within. It's often within us. The evil is all around us, especially when you are a targeted man. You have to be careful who you surround yourself with. You have to surround yourself with people whose price is very great. And maybe the price is your life. And they can't be bought. They can't be corrupted and influenced. That's been my struggle. And we're still standing. Trump's still standing. I'm proud of him for having the thick skin that he has, and I wish him well. And I hope he surrounds himself with some really good people, because that's now the thing. You got to surround yourself with the best people. Hopefully, he does that.
James, God bless you. And I just texted you a reminder to speak at AmFest, James. So
I'll be there
join
Friday.
Us.
We're speaking on the main stage. Thank you.
Oh, great. Okay, I don't even know. Are you on this graphic? I don't know. Anyway,
I would,
sorry about that.
Please put me
James,
on the graphic. I would love that.
No, I know that's. It's right hand, left hand. We're still recovering from the triumphant election. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie.
As a reminder, put this up on screen. We have Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump Jr., Ben Carson, Tim Pool, Josh Hawley, Matt Walsh, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Michael Knowles, Nicole Shanahan, Anna Paulina Luna, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Danica Patrick, Brett Cooper, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Riley Gaines, Brandon Tatum, Alex Clark, Tom Homan, my wife, Erica Kirk, George Janko, Roger Stone, Allie B. Stuckey, and more. By the way, huge names still yet to be announced, like really, really big names. So go to amfest.com. That is AMFEST.com, amfest.com. Check it out right now at amfest.com.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. If you ever had a doubt that there's a war on the unborn, you now know beyond a doubt that is the case. It'd be easy to give up, but you know I'll never give up on giving the truth to girls and women who the other side want to choose death for their baby. I'm standing for life no matter what the other side says, and we're going to save more babies than ever before to show them that truth will win out. It can only be shared with girls and women who will make the right choice. Preborn provides free ultrasounds to girls and women. It's the truth that they deserve, and it doubles the chance that she'll choose life. $140 gives 5 mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies, and just $28 a month can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, join me in saving babies right now. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is a $15,000 gift. We'll provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Go to preborn banner at charliekirk.com. I'm a donor, and you should be a donor as well. Go to charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner.
Let's throw to Alina here. Alina, welcome to the program. Great to see you. Trump senior advisor. Alina, your reaction to the breaking news yesterday of Jack Smith basically motion to dismiss on all charges.
I want to know who's paying back all the taxpayers for the waste of money. I want to know how we have allowed this on 2 cases that he had to dismiss yesterday. And all of a sudden he wants to say he values the Constitution. Well, that Constitution was the same Constitution, Charlie, that was in place 2 years ago when he started this witch hunt against President Trump. So I want to know how we're going to rectify the damage that has been done by the money, the damage that has been done to President Trump, the legal team, the legal fees. For what? An election interference case. And, you know, I hate to say it, but told you so. You know, we told you so. These were witch hunts after witch hunts, and they're finally being dropped as they should. But it shouldn't have had to come to this.
So, but Jack Smith said at the end of his charging documents that immunity from prosecution for a sitting president would not preclude such prosecutions once the president's term is over. Is he threatening that he's going to be back after President Trump's term?
I can assure you he could threaten all he wants. He will not be back. He was inappropriately appointed to start with. We know that. There's a Supreme Court decision on immunity that came out in favor of all presidents, not just President Trump. We know that. These are people that are, look, D.A. Bragg did the same thing. D.A. Bragg did the same thing. He said, oh, I want to push things off for 4 weeks, for 4 years. These people are relentless and desperate, Charlie. They're relentless and desperate. And if you see the picture circulating of Letitia James right now, it was pretty funny. She's not looking so happy. But, you know, at the end of the day, America is going to correct. It's correcting as we speak. You know that. You feel it. And he'll make sure, Pam Bondi will make sure that these DAs and AGs are shut down if they have any political ammunition, political ambition, and that's getting in the way of what their job is supposed to be.
Are there any other pending legal cases now, Alina? It seems as if New York is basically being sunsetted. The Georgia one I haven't heard much of, but also for the associated parties. Yes, they are dropping the cases against Trump, but are we seeing similar type of dropping of cases against Trump allies as well?
There should be. And we're going to make sure of it, because a lot of times, like Judge Mershon, who went after Alan Weisselberg, the CFO, not once, but twice. This is all something that we have to cure. We have to cure this in the administration. Pam and I have spoken about this. It's so important. We have to cure this lawfare so that it has to all be cured. You cannot go after associates just because they're associates of Donald Trump. You cannot go after CFOs who, you know, didn't put a Mercedes or an apartment on a tax return that could have been rectified with money and put them in jail twice. You can't do things like that. And we've seen it time and time again. And I'm telling you, there's one problem, and that is the lawfare in this country that was created just a few years ago. This is a new phenomenon, and we're going to put in methods and figure out a way to shut it down so that it stops against every American, not just Donald Trump.
So the regime of lawfare has made people not trust our justice system. What more in particular can Attorney General Pam Bondi do once she is confirmed to restore integrity and trust in our legal system?
Well, there has to be an examination, and we have to look at basically, we have to look under the covers. We have to see what was happening. What was the motivation? We have to look at logs. A lot of information that I have and that we've heard over the past few years that I've been, you know, yelling about on the courtroom stairs. We have to now hold people accountable. If there is fear of accountability, people will stop. And that's incredibly important. We can't just talk. We can't just have congressional testimony and subpoenas. We'll start there. But there has to be accountability. And I think America needs it. They need to see that, you know, we always thought something was wrong. Let's find out what actually happened, and then let's hold people that need to be held accountable, accountable.
It is a remarkable thing. And I mean, I think we have to start to hold accountable these people that have done this. What is the update also of the seizure of Donald Trump's business empire from Letitia James?
We should be receiving a decision from the appellate division. We argued it fully, briefed it fully. And we're waiting on the First Department of New York to give us a decision. As you know, we already completely slammed that ridiculous amount of money. It got slashed into almost a third just right off the bat. And now we've argued about, you know, everything from the judge, from the evidence that went in, from the $18 million Mar-a-Lago evaluation. The list goes on and on. We're waiting on the appellate division. We should have a decision on that any day. And hopefully that will be the final the final straw on that one as well. And we can put this all to rest, but I can't say this enough. That doesn't mean that the American people didn't suffer, that their support and value system in the justice system didn't suffer. And there's healing that needs to happen, because the reason we are America is because we believe that there is a justice system that does not attack you because of your political affiliations or because of your religious affiliations or because of anything like that. And we not only can restore that financially, we have to restore American faith. And I know Pam's going to do a great job of it. President Trump's going to do a great job of it. And I'll definitely help in any way I can.
This has been one of the great tragedies, and they're responsible for so many desecrations of our republic, from going after pro-lifers, the January Sixers, the entire legal assault on Trump's family, church-going Catholics. And isn't it just, it should anger people that you win an election and all the charges go away? Does that mean they never actually believed them in the first place?
Now that means they operate in a system of fear, right? So you're in a system of fear, not real life, not law. So now President Trump's been elected. We can now ask for subpoenas. We can ask for the basis of these things. And all of a sudden, they're running away. They're not just dropping the cases, Charlie. They're running away. He is resigning. And let me talk to you about January 6th for a moment, because this one holds dear to my heart. There are individuals who have lost years of their life sitting in solitary confinement for having done nothing. Now, I'm not talking about the violent crimes. I'm not talking about anybody who did damage. I'm talking about people that were just political targets, who had to not see their families grow up, who were away from their parents, who were stressed out that they were going to be put in jail because they did something for Donald Trump. We need to figure out a way to rectify those people's lives. That is also an issue. And those are civilians. Those are not people that ran for president and chose to dive into politics. And there's just so much wrong. I mean, the list is long, but I think that the reason we won on November 5th is because people are intelligent. Americans are tired. They want peace. They want to have a loving country, and they want structure and rule of law. So it's going to be critical. And I know for me, God knows it's a focus that has to be top of mind for this administration.
So let me just ask you, Alina, do you believe that if Trump would not have been successful and Kamala would have won, what would his legal future have looked like?
I think they would have put him in jail. If they could have, they would have. Not because he deserved to go, but because we've seen it happen time and time again. That's what I think. I think they're desperate.
I agree with you, and I hope everybody in the audience internalizes that. Donald Trump would have ended up, I think, in some jail cell for the rest of his life. That was the stakes of this last election.
Right.
Also, on the E. Jean
and
Carroll
I think
thing,
that's why we they, came out.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I think that's why people came out and understood when we were saying too big to rig. We knew that they were going to mess around. Look at Pennsylvania. Look what's happening in California right now. At the end of the day, America came out and was too big to rig. They had no option but to say he won. Not only did he win, you can't challenge it, because he won in such a major way that it was clear that America was done with it. But yeah, E. Jean's another one. It's on appeal. To go to your next question. That's a financial one. You know, unfortunately, in the list of issues that President Trump's had to deal with, you know, being attempted to be assassinated twice, them trying to put him in jail, them trying to bankrupt his company, that one's probably the least concerning, although it's a tremendous tragedy. That's a lot of money. And thank God he has the means to handle it. But I will tell you, that one was another one. What was that? Governor Hochul created a law. She created a law for 1 year solely to prosecute President Trump, a law that had no statute of limitations, was created to prosecute Trump. There's another example of corruption. Governor Hochul's law that she did in tandem with the prosecutor of that case, Robbie Kaplan, who then made money off of the case. That is the definition of corruption. It's got to stop.
Alina Habba, thank you so much. We will see you around, and God bless you for your service to President Trump and this country. Thank you.
God bless you as well, Charlie. Thank you for having me.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The story of MyPillow is a testament of faith and transformation. Mike Lindell, once battling addiction, found a new path when he embraced faith and began following Jesus. In gratitude, Mike is excited to share an exclusive offer with our listeners. Right now, the standard MyPillow is available for $14.88. The savings, that's too good to pass up. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so don't wait to take advantage of this amazing deal now with promo code Kirk. Mike believes God gave him this idea for MyPillow in a dream, and it's designed with your comfort in mind. The pillow holds its shape and adapts perfectly to your unique sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned for the best night's sleep. And there's more. Take home a four-piece kitchen set for only $25 and enjoy their new mattress topper starting at $99.99, or pick up the luxurious MyPillow bed sheets starting at $49.98. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk to unlock huge discounts. Don't miss out. Order today.
We have breaking news, everybody. Guess who finally finished counting their votes? Not a recount. Arizona. 21 days later, Arizona has published its final canvas. They have finally finished counting. Now, to be fair, California is still counting votes. I am not kidding. Can you guys send me the composition of the House as it stands right now, please? Remember, we have a lot of special elections with the House, so we could potentially lose the House if we're not careful. However, Arizona is finally finished counting votes. India, who has 630 million voters, does it in one day. France does it in an evening. We are 3 weeks in, and we are still counting votes in California. Still counting votes. So Arizona has published its final tallies, and I got to be honest, I'm very thrilled with it. The Kerry Lake thing was very unfortunate. We love Kerry. It's too bad that didn't work out. On the President Trump side of things, though, we are thrilled. Arizona has finally finished counting votes, and Trump won by 5.5 points, making it the reddest of the seven swing states. President Trump won Maricopa County by 3 points. This puts Arizona in the same category of Minnesota, who Kamala only won by 4. Virginia, Kamala won by 5. New Mexico, Kamala won by 6. And New Jersey, Kamala won by 6. Now, the current composition of the House of Representatives shows that we have a 219 to 213 seat majority, which I think, if my math is correctly, that's a three-seat majority. Is that right? 219 to 213. So Duarte is up. That would be to 220. Michelle Steele is down, which would get us to get to 214. So we'll probably end up around 220 to 214. Which, by the way, if it wasn't for Turning Point Action's ballot chasing, Juan Ciscomani, David Schweikert, so it would be a three-seat majority. And if it wasn't for what we were able to do on the ground, it is fair to say that there would not be a Republican House majority. And that's just in the state of Arizona. That doesn't count the work we did in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, North Carolina. We are talking about the thinnest of the thin margins. Now, going back to Arizona for a second. We were doubted, and you know, people like Eric Erickson and many other people would publicly attack us repeatedly, mock us, make fun of us. Jonah Goldberg, Van Jones, CNN, New York Times. Why are you trusting the ground game to Turning Point? They have been very silent lately. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed how silent that all of the critics of Turning Point have been? It's really interesting. Why is that? And the media, by the way, were very quick to receive the same throw. Who is that J.B. Pritzker type? Tyler Montauk or whatever in Arizona? They'd be very quick to receive the quotes from these people, where they would bash us and attack us. And we'd spend all day on the phone with reporters. Well, you know, Tyler Montauk and Eric Erickson think you guys are the worst people ever. And we try to walk them through the data. And now where are all these people? Where are they? Do they go back to these people that were then quoted in the Associated Press, the Washington Post, and New York Times? Tyler Montauk, an alleged expert in the state of Arizona, said Turning Point is not winners. They're just not winners. Oh, really? Thanks to our ballot chasing effort, we expanded the Arizona House majority. We expanded the Arizona Senate majority. We helped win three competitive House seats for the House of Representatives. Eli Crane, David Schweikert, Juan Ciscomani. Helped get Justin Heap elected and flip the Maricopa Recorder's Office and have Donald Trump's best ever performance in the state of Arizona. Let me say that again. Best ever performance in the state of Arizona. And you might say, oh, that's just a Sun Belt thing. No. Georgia was very, very tight. North Carolina was very, very tight. It wasn't just a Sun Belt thing. It was a Turning Point thing. And look, we just did work and we ignored the critics. However, it's important to know they were trying to destroy us with donors, try to destroy us with volunteers. It was a daily blitzkrieg and assault against the integrity of the work at Turning Point. Every day, poor Andrew, was on the phone with reporters. Who's this guy? Who's that guy? They were planting stories. I hope you understand how disgusting these people are that I mentioned. They don't do anything for the movement except try to destroy and try to undermine. I'm talking about like the Ronna McRomneys. Ronna, this entire cycle, was trying to undermine Turning Point. Leak stories against us. Tried to attack us. Trying to go against us. They weren't doing anything. While we were out actually chasing ballots and registering voters, they were doing everything they could to obliterate our work. So they would rather see us lose and blame Turning Point than have us win and have Turning Point say they actually did something good. That is who the Republican establishment is. And I hope everyone in this audience knows that. But we look at these final numbers. Finally, they're done counting ballots in Arizona. There's an expression I can't say on radio, but, you know, something walks and something talks. and Trump won Arizona by 5.5 points. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.